Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we were in DJ school over the weekend, and I was talking to one of our coworkers that she was there too, and she was saying how it's been just such an amazing couple, like, last week for her because she got to go to DJ school for the first time and experience that. And then before that, she went to that Women's Leadership Conference, which was here in town over mm-hmm. at the MGM, and she learned a lot of stuff there, and she taught me an exercise that they did over there, and she said the whole room was crying, and it's something we should all do on a daily basis. Think of who are you meanest to? Who's the person that you are the meanest to? I consider you a nice person, but you are mean to someone. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who am I mean to?
You're mean to yourself. Think about the things you say to yourself in your mind, and would you ever say any of those things to anyone else? Think of the meanest thing you say to yourself. What is it? Write it down on a piece of paper. We need to all do this. Write down on a piece of paper the meanest thing you say to yourself.
Just one thing, or
just one thing, the meanest thing you say to yourself. Steph, Jocelyn just wrote down the meanest thing they say to themselves.
Write it down.
I got mine. Yeah, write it down. This is something everyone should do because we are so awful to ourselves. It's no wonder that sometimes we deal with issues like anxiety and depression because the way we beat ourselves up, you would never say those things to another person. Think about what you wrote down. Okay, I got everyone's here. Give me yours.
Just one, right?
We're gonna do just one. See, that even further proves the point. You're trying to think of what mean thing you say to yourself, okay? I'm going to give everyone one. Jocelyn, was this yours? Okay. Is this yours?
No.
Okay. Is this yours?
No.
Okay. All right. Oh. Now, we have all exchanged the meanest thing we say to ourselves on a piece of paper. And now I want us all to go around the room and read what's on that paper. You don't know who wrote it, but we're going to read it. And I want you to say that to me.
Okay.
Or say that to someone else. Okay. So I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just randomly pick a person. Steph, I'm going to say this to you. You don't belong.
Wow.
That's really mean. But one of us says that to ourselves. Would you ever say that to another person? You don't belong.
And I'm the new girl. So of course I don't belong.
How mean, Mercedes.
That is the meanest thing. Okay, JC, read yours and say it to Jocelyn.
Nobody will take you serious because you cry too much.
That's really mean. Why would you say that to someone? But someone on this show is saying that to mm-hmm. themselves. Okay, Steph, whatever it says on yours, read it to JC.
You're dumb, but you try to act like you're smart.
True.
Stop it.
JC.
Oh, what?
Like, one of us is saying that to ourselves on a daily basis. Jocelyn?
You are so insecure. That's mean.
It's harsh.
Yeah. I don't like this.
Now, do we all reveal? Does everyone know who said what? Now it's the guessing game.
Yeah, now we're all guessing. I don't know. Do we want to know that? And do we want to explore why we say that to ourselves? Does anyone want to cop up to this one that I read?
Well, I think we all know internally who is who.
Oh, really? Who do you think is who?
Well, you know it's mine because it's my handwriting.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that. But okay. Why don't you feel like you belong?
Do we want to go down this road?
Well, this is part of the exercise. Why are you telling yourself that? That's not a good thing.
I think it's down to confidence, too. There are days where I come in here all confident, feeling great, and there are times where confidence is just not here. And it's frustrating. It's sad. And there are great days, but there are bad days where I don't feel like I belong. And I'm sitting there saying, what are you doing? Like, so many other people could be doing this.
Well, I'll tell you something great about you.
You don't have to tell me anything great.
Steph, let's move to you. Which one was yours?
Mine was, you're so insecure.
Why do you feel that way?
I think it is something that I've always had an issue with, especially when my parents split up in middle school at a really hard time and like my identity wasn't really there yet. So when I think my parents split up and that's all I knew, I started self-doubting myself, and I've always had that issue. And my husband tells me, like, there's no reason to, and I think that he's right. I should seek therapy for it. And I've seen myself self-doubt myself, and I've seen the downfalls of it. And I think that's something that I need to work on, is just making myself not feel like I'm comparing to anybody. So that's my biggest thing, is that I tell myself I'm too insecure.
But I, just so you know, I don't see that in you. I see you as such a strong, confident woman.
Yeah.
And my wife said that about you the first time she met you, and hearing you on the radio too. So I don't see that at all.
Wow.
I don't pick up that vibe.
Oh, that's good. I try to make it to where it's not apparent, but at the end of the day, or even just beginning of the day, it's make sure you're not, you know, you're insecure, you are, but try to cover it up. So I buried it, and I've kind of swept it under the rug, and it's not okay.
But do you feel like just acknowledging it, it's hard to accept that you say this to yourself, but now that you know you say it to yourself, the goal will be to not say it to yourself anymore.
Yes, and I need to work on it. I need to work on not saying that I'm insecure, and I'm making it to where this isn't me. This is just something I need to fix.
Yeah. I don't know if we can fix things like that overnight. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that, too, we're all aware of these issues, too. I think it's a big step.
Yeah.
Jocelyn, which was yours?
Mine, and it was kind of funny because JC read it to me, was nobody takes you serious because you are too sensitive or you cry too much.
And why do you tell yourself that all the time? Why are you so mean to yourself?
It's true. We are all of our toughest critics. And I think I see very strong women like my mom. My mom is very tough. And not that my mom never cries, but she pushes through a lot. So I compare myself a lot to her, and I'm very in touch with my feelings, and I cry. That's like my instant reaction to everything, is to cry, whether I'm mad or I'm sad. And I tear up about everything. I don't even know why I'm sensitive now, but I'm very sensitive. Like, sometimes it's hard for people to take me serious because that's what I put out there a lot, I guess. It's like, how can you take someone serious when they're always crying?
I think with you, Jocelyn, your sensitivity is one of my favorite qualities about you. You're so empathetic to people, and you feel what they feel. And that makes me feel like I'm genuinely cared by you or for by you. But I think just acknowledging it is one step in the right direction. You know what I mean? It's hard, though, because I can totally relate. I cry all the time. But you do want people to take you seriously. And it's like, it's almost like a never ending circle. You keep saying it to yourself, so you keep doing it. And you're so mean to yourself, so you keep crying.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? Stop crying. Why are you crying? I'm crying because I'm telling myself to stop.
No, and no one's judging you, too, from the male perspective, yeah, of being in the room where you have cried in front of us before and stuff, and in discussions and heated discussions. I don't judge you any differently when you do cry, because it's just an emotion. It's just an emotion that people have. So when you sit there and cry, I don't go, oh, she's a crier. Oh, my gosh, I can't take her serious. I just think, oh, and then I look for the tissues and give you a tissue.
Thank you, JC, for passing the tissue.
And then what was the...
Okay,
then,
that was great. So we're running out of time.
No, you came down hard.
Mercedes,
on
no.
Have to.
Which was then, which was yours?
Mine was you're stupid, but you try to act like you're smart. I think, how did I...
You're dumb, but you try to act like you're smart.
I sometimes feel like I don't want to say it's an act. I think I'm book smart with a lot of
you're
stuff.
You're a very smart person. But anyone listens to the show knows you're a smart person.
But I think life smart, I'm not. I think life smart, I'm pretty stupid. And I just kind of just make my way through it, trying to just stay positive, but at the same time, just being really dumb to what's going on around me.
Like, in what way, though? Because you are very, like, you are very book smart.
I think you're street smart. I would say I'm very
smart. You are.
I
but
just,
what kind of smarts do you feel like you're lacking? You say street smarts, like, hey,
awareness,
man.
Awareness, self-awareness. I think I'm dumb to that. I think I'm dumb to how I am truly perceived by people. I'm dumb to how I make people feel sometimes, and I need to work on that. Like, I try to be more self-aware, but I just feel like I'm dumb and I'm faking it a lot of the time. You know, it's so hard to explain. I just feel like
you don't realize the impact you have on people.
No, not like that. Like, for instance, I think that I'm being nice, but I'm not being nice. I think that someone is my friend, but they're not my friend. I have like this distorted view in my world of how things are, but in reality, they're not like that. I don't know. There's been a couple of situations recently where the truth smacked me in the face, uh-huh. and it made me realize, like, wow, like, doing this hurt you. I thought I didn't think anything of it.
Yeah.
I thought you were a friend of mine. I didn't realize that I hurt you and we're not friends, uh-huh. and I need to fix this. And it's just trying to rectify things that I kind of screwed up because I was so dumb. And I tried to act like I was so smart and I knew what was going on and I really wasn't, you know?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
It was just like self-awareness. I need to be more self-aware.
But I don't think you're being dumb. I think that just that scenario was just a life lesson with that person. And I don't think that you are necessarily dumb. I just think that that was just something that you had to learn at that moment. But I don't think you're dumb at all. I think a lot of people look up to you because of all the things that you've done and you're very wise for especially a person and women in radio. So.
Wow. Thank you. That was very nice. Okay, now I'm going to cry. I just got a text from our general manager.
I was going to say, what are we doing here? Because this is the first time ever I received a text from our general manager.
He just wrote, great radio. Cool. Can we extend our breaks now since this was a really long break?
Wow.
This is really an exercise that everyone needs to do. Think of the meanest thing you say to yourself and why do you say it? Or do it with your friends and explain to them why they're wrong.
We'll make this a Tuesday morning tradition. Every Tuesday morning at 7:30, we'll write down all the negative things we say about ourselves. Go around the room and see if you feel any better after the fact.
I actually do feel better. I don't know if you guys do, but I feel like a big knot has been like untied in my chest. That actually felt very good and therapeutic.
I feel great because I know that the big boss is listening. It's awesome. Thanks for doing a great job.
I kind of want to go home and cry.
I know. Seriously. Oh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.